switching gears fairly drastically.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm not going to try a segue here. Let's just go for it. So I was in India about a week ago. You were aware of this, Allison. And I was interviewing a guy in Mumbai. And he's a screenwriter. We were talking about movies. But as I'm about to leave, out of nowhere, he stops me, touches me on the arm and says, "So who do you think will be your next president?" And I tell him, "I don't really know. It's a close race." And he says, I'm quoting this pretty accurately because it was a memorable thing for him to say, I think. He says, "Let me tell you, when we in India see your top four candidates are a rebel senator, a woman, a Mormon, and a black man with the middle name Hussein, we are all very interested." Well, it turns out that this guy is not alone. In fact, interest in America's presidential election may be as high abroad as it is here at home, or close to it. Anyway.
I like that as a headline for some newspaper.
Yes, I know. I would hope it's a little bit higher here, at least. But anyway, to prove it, we've got John Peet on the line from London. He's the Europe editor for the magazine The Economist. Hi, John.
Hello.
We should specify, by the way, that you are speaking on behalf of only Europe and Russia, right? Not the rest of the world.
Yeah, I deal with Europe. That's right.
All right. Well, from your point of view, in any case, what's the evidence here? How do we know interest is up?
Well, I mean, I guess you do. I do judge it to some extent by newspapers. And newspaper and radio and television all around Europe has given more attention to this race, certainly at this early stage, than I can remember before, including times when I've worked in Washington. I think the Europeans are very interested.
Well, now, why is that? I mean, I can give you a bunch of reasons. I mean, we know that President Bush isn't exactly worshipped in many foreign lands. Is the attention just an eagerness to finally be rid of him? Are they like, we don't care who it is?
I mean, I think it's two things. I think one of them is that George Bush has been pretty unpopular throughout Europe for most of the past 4 or 5 years. I mean, there was a certain sort of surge of sympathy post 9/11, but I think Iraq certainly sent his ratings down. And climate change is another thing that Europeans are feel very concerned about and very anxious to get rid of George Bush over. So there's a strong kind of negative, we want somebody else. But the other thing is that it seems such an open race on both sides. And I think that just makes the race more exciting. There hasn't been a clear sign, even so far, that of definite candidates emerging.
Right, and we're noting that even here. Are the people in Europe actually pulling for one candidate in particular? Is there somebody they favor, do you think?
No, I think it would be fair to say that most Europeans would like a Democrat to return to the White House. And I think that's often a European bias. In this case, it's much stronger just because they've had 8 years of George Bush. So they would prefer a Democrat. And I guess, obviously, the one they know best probably is Hillary Clinton. But Obama has generated a great deal of excitement around Europe as well.
Yeah. Is there talk, by the way, that the next leader of the free world could actually be female or African-American?
Yes, those things clearly make this race much more exciting and much easier to sell as a newspaper story. In both respects, America is ahead of most of Europe.
Now, well, this sort of brings up something, though, that's interesting. And I'm going to ask you to speak for the French as a Brit. You might not be comfortable doing that, but we'll try it. A January 10th editorial from The Economist mentions a French newspaper's commentary that electing a black president would be an act of atonement for the U.S. And, I mean, we have our racial baggage, but Europe does, too. Is there some hypocrisy here for Europeans to say we should prove we're not?
There's plenty of hypocrisy from Europeans. I think there's probably often hypocrisy on the part of Americans, but there's certainly plenty of hypocrisy from Europeans. There is a feeling that Europe has often had that America is a racially divided society, a place with high crime, a place of great inequality. But actually, if you look at countries like France, Britain, even Germany, there's plenty of inequality, there's plenty of crime, there's plenty of racial tensions. And they tend to sort of pretend these things aren't always happening. Mm-hmm. But what is true, and I think even French newspapers have acknowledged this, is that the sight of a potential black president in America is something that does draw attention to the fact that there are no leading black politicians in France, there's no leading Muslim politicians in France, even though that country has a very large minority population.
So you think that there's some soul-searching maybe that this is triggering on the part of foreign viewers of this campaign?
I think if and when it happens, it will trigger more soul-searching. But certainly the problem of integrating minorities has been a growing preoccupation in Europe, particularly Muslim minorities.
Right.
And I There was a time when they used to think America was not good at this, but I think some of them are beginning to say that America actually is in some ways better. All sides have their problems.
But we should also point out, though, that there's not a Muslim minority running. A lot of, that's one of those things that has been happening in the United States, that because of Barack Obama's name that people have been saying.
People are making this mistake.
That he's a Muslim.
It's true, but I imagine a person of color is what we're speaking. Yes.
That's right. In France, for example, the issue is really about Muslim minorities rather than about black minority, although quite a lot of the Muslims in France are in fact black. But it's not seen as a racial issue so much as a religious issue.
I see. Although you were saying that the Democrats are sort of perhaps favored by the Europeans, what is the consensus on the Republican candidates? Could they live with them?
I think the first one we've mentioned already, they don't like George Bush, and I think translate that into saying we therefore don't want any Republican. I think the tendency that I see around Europe is to treat most of the Republicans as the same, another version of George Bush with the kind of religious fervor or the neoconservative thinking, with the one exception of course, John McCain, who's probably the only one that the Europeans really know much about. Mm. And I think they do see McCain as a different Republican from Bush, although he supported although he wants to keep troops in Iraq.
Right, it's interesting.
They kind of identify him as somebody who's more inclined to talk to us, to be more multilateral. And I think he's clearly the one that they would favor.
What do the Europeans want to hear out of the mouths of the candidates? Like, what issue, when the candidates start talking about it, does the European ear sort of like prickle up and say, oh, we better pay attention? Foreign policy, the economy, things that affect the rest of the world?
I think right now people are very worried about the economy, and I'm not sure they identify either side or any particular candidate as having a good answer to what to do about the economy. But there is a lot of worry about the American economy and about the effect of a possible downturn or recession on Europe. But that's, if you like, a sort of big underlying concern that doesn't have an easy solution. The two things that I think they would like most to hear from candidates are, number one, a pledge to take global warming seriously and do something about climate change. And number two, the kind of hint that at least in principle, when it comes to foreign adventures, a new American president would want to consult and talk to allies before doing anything.
All right. Last question here. Over the last few years, people have gained a lot more access to satellite TV, the internet. We've got debates on YouTube. How much does just this electronic media affect the ability of people to train their attention on this election?
I think it's absolutely huge, absolutely huge. And again, it's a bit of a two-way street. I mean, people are seeing the impact of the internet within America. And, of course, the internet enables people to follow the American election so much more quickly and more closely. But they're also saying this is going to happen in Europe. I mean, Europe tends to be a little behind America on the way the internet impacts on politics. But already in last year's French election, the internet played a role. And I think you're going to see that around Europe generally.
Right.
It does definitely make the world, political world, a smaller place. People can follow what's happening in other countries much more carefully.
Excellent. All right. Keep watching because it's going to be a doozy, man.
All right.
John Peet is the Europe editor for The Economist. John Peet, thanks for joining us.